So to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Hayamevi Pioli Shalcheres Chadasha. They would bring him Pioli. The Rav says is a cup that was made with new earthenware. V'nosin l'socha chatzi log mayim in a kior, and they would put inside of this cup half of a log of water that came from the kior, because the Torah says mayim kedoshim, and the Rav says ein kedoshim elishin eskatshu bekli. Holy water is only water that became kadosh in a kli sharis. And what's the kli sharis? It's the kior. Rabbi Yehuda Oimei Revius. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says it's a Revius, which is half of that shear. There's a Chatzi log. So if we say that a log is about 6 eggs, the Tanakama held that the amount of water was half of that, that's 3. And Rabbi Yehuda said a Revius, which we always refer to as a Revius, which if you learn like this, the volume of eggs, that would be 1.5 eggs that we've mentioned in the past. Kishem Shemamayit B'Ksav, Kach Mamayit B'Mayim. And the same way that Rabbi Yehuda has a smaller shear by the ksav, in other words, we're going to see soon that the parsha of the sota, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would use a smaller parsha for the parsha of sota than the other shita. So since it was a small parsha that had to be erased, kach memayit b'mayim, because a small amount needed to be erased, that's why there was less water, according to Rabbi Yehuda. It was only revius. Nichnas lahechol fanalimino, so the kohen enters the hechol, the kodesh, upanalimino, and he turns to his right. Umakam hayasham amma al amma. And then there was a place there that was 1 amma high and 1 amma wide, a square. The tavla shel shayish, and on top of this stone that was 1 amma by 1 amma, there was a marble plate, v'tabasai sekvuba, and there was a ring, like a handle, a ring that was attached to it on top to pick it up. Ukshu magbia, and when he would pick up this stone with the handle, notel offer mi tachtea. Underneath it was dirt. And he would take the dirt. So in other words, there was a part that was on the floor of the heichel. The heichel is where the menorah and the shulchan, that was that room. In there, there was like a rock that was plugging up the floor. When you picked up the rock, there was dirt underneath. V'nosin kidei she'eroa alamayim. And he would take dirt and sprinkle it into the water, enough that you would see the dirt floating on the water. Shenemar u'mina ofer she'ayyeh b'karka mishkan yikach ha'koin v'nosin el hamayim. So the drush is el hamayim. Doesn't say v'nosin b'mayim, like the Rab points out, to teach us that it should not be absorbed in the water.